In 2014, two scholars, Mickey Chi and Ruth Wiley, introduced the ICAP framework. The title of the article gives you a good indication of what they're trying to accomplish with their work. The full title is The ICAP Framework, Linking Cognitive Engagement and Active Learning Outcomes. In this episode, we'll take a deeper look into what the ICAP framework is and how we might use it in designing our classrooms. When I introduce the ICAP framework, I use the summary I is greater than C is greater than A is greater than P, which makes you feel like you're going back to middle school math class until we replace the letters with the words they represent, and we see that the relationship is interactive learning is greater than constructive learning, which is greater than active learning, which is greater than passive learning. Practitioners who seek to use a theory of learning to organize and structure classroom activities often differentiate these four types of activities through a combination of learners' behaviors and their activities. Passive learning is characterized by students paying attention. Maybe they're listening, maybe they're reading, but they're attempting to store information. Chi and Wiley do use a slightly different definition of active learning than what one typically encounters in the education literature. But according to them, when learners are trying to actively remember and store and interact with the information so that they are connecting it to their prior learning, they're taking steps to try to facilitate remembering it. When they're manipulating the information, restating it, then they're engaged in active learning. When they're done, they have not created new information, but they have interacted with the information that they're supposed to learn. Constructive learning is characterized by learners actively processing the information and creating new information as a result. When the learners compare and contrast, ask and answer questions, make predictions, maybe draw a picture to illustrate their ideas, then they are generating this new information, thus they're engaged in constructive learning. Interactive learning is characterized by learners constructing information with other learners. This finds them restating others' ideas, asking and answering each other's questions, and otherwise creating understanding that incorporates others' perspectives into their understanding of the information that they're supposed to be learning. Engaging with text is a common learning activity in community college classrooms and just about every other classroom as well. We can understand the ICAP framework by looking at how we have students engage with text. If we simply assign them to read the text and all they do is hear the words in their brains, then they are passively interacting with that text. If we have the students underline or highlight important sections, maybe copy down important definitions into a notebook, then they are actively learning from the text. If students were to write their own summary, perhaps answer some questions that we give them, then they are constructively learning the text. And if they then take the products of their constructive learning and discuss them with others, or perhaps engage in group annotation or some other activity in which they have to express and summarize other people's summaries as well as their own, then they would be interacting with it. The ICAP framework is presented as a theory that allows us to predict what types of learning will lead to individuals having a more robust understanding of the material that they're learning and also being more capable of using their new learning in new situations. This has important implications for educators for designing courses, units, or lessons, and the more we design interactive activities into our lessons, then according to Chi and Wiley, the greater the learning is going to be. The ICAP framework is not, however, a progressive theory. It's not necessary that students begin with passive learning before they move on to active learning, then constructive and interactive. Learners can be interactive about ideas, even if they have very limited experience in the field. Now, I use the example of interacting with text as an example of how we can move from progressive to interactive learning. And we all know the struggles that we have getting our students to interact with text and to do the reading before they get there. This is an opportunity to think a little bit about what you do and how you prompt and how you structure reading activities. And maybe if we do add some more active, constructive, and interactive elements into our reading, perhaps students are going to be more active to do the reading. Just something to think about as you're redesigning your courses. All right, thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll see you in the next.